Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we are at that special time of year when there is no theater opening this weekend. The one thing you can see going through this weekend is Black Comedy, the Schaffer Comedy at Desiderio's Dinner Theater in Cheektowaga, beautiful Cheektowaga, gateway to Depew.
Yes.
As Jay Desiderio always likes to remind us. But everyone has just finished their Christmas show, and you can't just open the next day because it is a live medium in the theater. You must rehearse. So beginning next weekend, not this weekend, next weekend, Second Generation Theater is coming in with a production of Mamma Mia, the ABBA musical.
Coming in hot with some of our faves, Michelle Marie Roberts, Kelly Copps, and you know her, I don't really, Broadway's Bethany Moore. Tell us about Bethany.
Well, Bethany Moore is one of my all-time favorites. She's as close as we will ever come again to Gwen Verdon, one of those leggy, red-headed dancers who can sing, can dance. She's from here, and she went to New York, and she was in the Broadway production of Pippin. Bethany Moore joining Kelly Copps and Michelle Marie Roberts at Shays 710.
And as big as that theater is, a number of the shows are so close to being sold out. Good for them. And by the way, I cannot emphasize this enough to folks. If you don't get your tickets at the Shays box office, go right through the producing company itself, Second Generation. But whatever you do, please don't get tickets from one of these third-party sellers.
And don't ask Peter how he knows.
It's an embarrassing story, but
call the cost of that ticket tuition. Yeah, to learn the hard way. And yeah, that's very, very good advice if you go to get your tickets to Mamma Mia. Or First Look is doing a new play up at Canterbury Woods, not the one at Gate Circle, the one way out there.
Well, oh, yeah.
Unless you are out there, in which case it's close. They're doing a new play, Preservation.
By Deborah Yarchin. And people might not know that name, but they might remember the Aleph Complex. I think that was up several years ago here in Buffalo.
Yes, it was down at the Alleyway Theater. And it was Tracy Lane and Alex Mlays in the Aleph Complex. Great play. Went very, very well. And I think that First Look is hoping for a similar success with her new play. And a perplexing little problem that this archive has, an artifact. Should it be known, should this box be opened, it will change the lives of the family involved. But the bequest dictated that the box never be opened, which to me invites the question, then why didn't they just destroy it? But I'm sure they cover this in the play. But that
we hope they do.
Right.
Oh, speaking of openings, though, just because he's so well-loved in Western New York, Sean Ryan, what a busy guy he is. We just saw him at J710.
Now, be clear, we're not talking about the mayor. There is an actor also named Sean Ryan. Everybody in Buffalo knows a few Sean Ryans, and there's one who is the mayor. He is not appearing at the Palace Theater in Lockport. But the other Sean Ryan will be out there.
In Rent, with a very promising cast. Looking forward to that. So, are you heading down to New York anytime soon? A little Broadway?
Well, probably, but I did just get back last week. We talked about Liberation, but I also saw Melissa Gilbert, remember her, Little House on the Prairie, and Vianne Cox in a play called Pen Pals, one of these Reader's Theater pieces that they rotate lots and lots of actors through. And afterwards, we're going out to dinner with Vianne, and she said, you know, Un, Deux, Trois, which is 1, 2, 3, 44th Street.
Clever.
French restaurant right there next to the Belasco Theater for 50 years. She said it's closing in the first week of January. And we went there. She wanted to have a last dinner there. And we go in there and it's all Broadway people having their last dinner there. And a table next to Bryce Pinkham, who had starred in Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. But the owner said two things. One lovely thing, walking in with Vianne Cox, your drinks are on the house and so's your dessert. Whenever you're dining in Manhattan, take a Broadway star. And then he said that the rent has gone so high for his restaurant space. And I'm thinking, well, you know, what is the rent for a restaurant space? $75,000 a month.
A month?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
How many bottles of champagne do you have to sell? How much pâté can you peddle? Yeah. So I had one last meal at Un, Deux, Trois on 44th Street.
With Vianne Cox.
Got kissed by the owner, as did we all, and out into the night. He's very, very sweet. She said, no, you can't comp us. You're going out of business. He said, the business is bust, but I am rich.
Oh. Oh, good for him.
Good for him. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.